On this Veterans Day, a story about veterans who are flocking to a training center in the north end of Boston. Veterans such as Hal White.
I love it. I love coming here.
Veterans now make up 20% of the full-time students at the North Bennett Street School, which offers intensive hands-on training in traditional trades and fine craftsmanship. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, 3 years ago, that was not the case.
North Bennett Street School is dedicated to the crafts. Its 150 full-time students are enrolled in 8 professional programs, training for careers in everything from bookbinding to violin making and repair. And 1 in 5 is a veteran.
This is a great place for us because a lot of us are technical-minded people that like to use our hands. So we don't adjust so well to cubicles and the regular workforce.
Brian Worley is learning to make violins. He was a Navy helicopter air crewman and a rescue swimmer in Afghanistan. Then, reconstructive knee surgery to repair the wear and tear from being in helicopters so much put him in a wheelchair for a year.
I had to figure out kind of something else I could do instead of just sitting there and lose my mind. So I started making guitars. I learned from a book how to make like acoustic guitars. I made a bunch of guitars, a little over a dozen, and they all sounded great. They've all been played, and I know where most of them are.
Worley decided he wanted an even bigger challenge, to learn how to make violins.
Once you get started making instruments, all roads lead to violin, because it's the top dog, it's the tough one.
Worley used to play bass professionally. These days, he does not perform much. He spends 12 hours a day at North Bennett Street. He says when he first showed up at the school, he'd been suffering from anxiety attacks related to post-traumatic stress disorder. He finds that making a violin is a pretty good way to center yourself. He's working on his 6th one. He's scraping little burrs off its surface until they disappear.
You move very small amounts of material away, and it smooths things out.
You have a sign there that says lighten your touch.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. You know, I can do about a 250 foot-pound torque on a helicopter blade all by myself in about 2 seconds, where it takes 4 other guys to move the wrench. Transferring that kind of power into this field in particular has been difficult. So I keep the sign there because I'm not afraid to remove a lot of wood.
In the beginning, did you break any or just remove too much wood?
in the beginning, I still do it.
When he graduates, Worley wants to move to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where his family lives, to set up a shop. The veterans are good students. Rob O'Dwyer is the school's admissions director.
I think because the veterans are disciplined, they're self-motivated, self-reliant, I think faculty are very happy to have veterans here because they'll work independently, they'll work as a team, and they take orders pretty well.
O'Dwyer says when he took the job as admissions director 5 years ago, the school's president, Miguel Gomez Ibanez, himself a Navy veteran, told him North Bennett wanted to get back to its roots. After World War I, many veterans learned a craft at the school. But when O'Dwyer started working at North Bennett Street, there were few veterans.
In a very short time, we've gone from, say, 5 veterans 2-3 years ago to 30.
O'Dwyer believes the veterans are drawn in part because there's work to be had when they graduate.
Employment rates are fantastic. You really can't beat it.
O'Dwyer says the veterans also come for the camaraderie and for another reason.
I think that it's cathartic to work with your hands, and I think it's therapeutic.
O'Dwyer's father was a Vietnam veteran. He was disabled with PTSD.
One of the smartest, funniest guys I ever met, but he never went back to work. And I always looked at him and thought, you know, here's a guy that has so much value, but he's a story and stunted potential.
His father stays on his mind as O'Dwyer helps a new generation of veterans fulfill their potential. Veterans like Mike Riley. A tour in Iraq led him to woodworking.
Came back, I was pretty messed up, and for me, the woodworking is really therapeutic. I kind of fell into it by accident. I started playing around with it, and my first sergeant found out and instantly wanted me to start building stuff, so It started off with me building a couple of conference room tables for my unit and my carports, and they didn't turn out very good. It was at that point where I realized, okay, I need to start learning what I'm doing.
When Riley found out about North Bennett Street, he figured he'd never get in.
I applied and got in, and I am loving life. First of all, working with the wood, it's very organic and it's very healing. There's just something very good about doing work with your hands, which I think it was mentioned, but I was a graphic designer for 15 years before I joined the Army.
When furniture making student Grant Berger got out of the Marines, he did not have a lot of money.
And I needed like a table one time, and I just built a table, and then I realized how terrible I was at it. So I tried to build another table and then another table, and eventually I realized that I needed to go to school for it.
In the Marines, 51-year-old Hal White was a bomb squad technician.
I spent 22 years destroying things, so I spent the next few years of my life creating things, if that makes any sense.
White has been a hobbyist for decades. He likes furniture making because at the end of the day, he says, you've got something tangible.
I mean, you can get to clean up, you look back at your bench, and you go, I built that.
There's a bit of a snowball effect going on here now. Veterans come to be with other veterans. They make plans to start businesses together. And one civilian enrolled because he wants to hire veterans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.